Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher and thanks very much for tuning in. Got a great podcast for you today. Every Friday we discuss questions and we give answers to those folks who are looking for advice. So we'll be doing that. We'll be giving a couple of shout-outs, Facebook shout-outs, Twitter shout-outs, and just talking about these questions. Also, we'll be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're trying to figure out what things are costing for Hawaii, that's a good segment for you because we actually go over costs. Everybody's concerned about that today, right? So we're going to give you some numbers so you can think about how much your vacation is going to cost here to Hawaii. This is our 425th podcast for Friday, December 3rd, 2010. It's Aloha Friday. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii. Let's take a look at the crater cam. Look at that. Look at that gorgeous weather. And, you know, you never know in Hawaii about the weather, right? Because, you know, here in Hawaii, you know, it's like a big occasion when we have weather. Like, if it rains, people freak out. It's like a snow day, right? And, like, rain causes puddles. That's, like, a big deal here. But we've been having threatening weather. They've been saying for the last couple of days it was going to be wet and rainy. But look at this. Gorgeous. Paradise is beautiful. That's looking out on the east side of the island right now. In fact, I don't have a really good shot of the crater today. Gives you more of the ocean look there. But beautiful weather, so if you're going to be here soon, you're going to have wonderful weather here in Hawaii. Hope you have a great weekend planned. We're going to be doing some relaxing, going to get together with friends, just, you know, kind of unwind. You know, this is like the lull before the storm, isn't it? It's like everybody's just so ready for the holidays. And, you know, when you call around and try to get things done, everybody has the excuse, well, it's the holidays, right? That's what happens this time of year, and Hawaii is no different. And we're going to be just relaxing this weekend, getting ready for all the parties that are going to be starting up in the next couple of weeks. Isn't this the time of year? It's great. And, of course, everybody's thinking of Hawaii. We're getting tons of calls from folks that are freezing, right? We're probably making you sick with this gorgeous weather, right? Look at this. Ha, 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 na, 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 na. Enjoy the snow. Now, you can just get on a plane and hop over here. We can help you out. We can plan that trip for you. So, you know, now's the time to start thinking about your Hawaii vacation when it starts to get cold. We got people calling in for last-minute trips to December. You know, folks, unless you've really got deep pockets, forget about December. Forget about Christmas. Forget about the holidays right now. Start thinking about next year. You know, now's the time you should really be starting your vacations for, you know, the summertime, you know, March, you know, spring break. Now's the time to start doing that. In fact, you know, tourism is on the rise here in Hawaii. We just got some new figures out. It's up over 30%. And the interesting thing about it is that the hotel rooms are still staying on the cheaper side. We're still seeing great deals on those hotel rooms. But I don't know how long that's going to last because the hotels are complaining. We're able to bring more people here, but they're not able to get the higher rates that they're normally used to getting. So be looking for those rates to start going up. And I'm not trying to scare you on that one. It's just really true. Anyway, let's get right to it. Here we got a Facebook shout out we want to do. And this one's out to Cher Johnson. And she writes, thank you to travel agent Abby for making our Hawaii vacation amazing and so easy to plan and book. She was so informative and helpful with all of my questions over several months of planning. And that's the thing, you know, sometimes if you're going to really be planning a great trip to Hawaii and using one of us here, it can be a long process, and we're going to help you with that process. So obviously, Abby always does a great job. She says she's sharing her photo blog link here, and it's all of her favorite pictures, and she's still working on all the journaling. Now, let me tell you, I went and checked out this woman's blog, and it is the cutest, coolest blog I've seen for somebody's trip. Now, these folks did a land package for a couple of days here on Oahu and then went on the 7-day cruise. So their whole trip, I think, was like 12 days. And I just love some of the things that she wrote on her blog. I have a post on it on our Facebook page, and you can check it out and read it yourself. But I just have a couple snippets here. Snippets? Is that what it is? Snippets that I want to share with you. And here's just one thing she wrote. After we ate lunch at the Aloha Cafe, Greg took a nap, and I went on the free shuttle to Walmart to do some gift shopping. I got t-shirts for the kids and some goodies to take home with us. I even stopped by McDonald's inside the Walmart because the rumor I heard is true. They still deep fry, in big letters, apple pies at McDonald's in Hawaii. Woo! She writes, what a treat. Revisiting the 80s of her childhood. So, you know, who knew that that was a rumor on the mainland that they still deep fry apple pies at McDonald's, right? It was just so funny. And she says, I wish I could take some home to share with my kids, too. Another snippet she wrote, she said, we really enjoyed our relaxing time in Hanalei Beach. Because you can do that. If you go on a cruise, you have a full day and a half on Kauai. You can actually just go to the beach and hang out. It doesn't cost anything either. Greg flew his kite pretty much the entire time. Flying a kite! Isn't that fun? And I had fun walking around the cove and back and forth a couple of times, snapping pictures and searching for tide pools and for treasures. I kept stuffing little shells in my pocket. We stayed out on the beach until the sunset, and it got dark outside. It was so colorful. It was the most beautiful sunset I ever saw. And it was the most beautiful sunset they had in their entire trip. So, I mean, it's just these simple things in Hawaii that sometimes even us, you know, us people who live here, we take this stuff for granted, but it gives me goosebumps. But I think one of the funniest things she wrote here was they were in Lanai, and Lahaina. They went to Lahaina. And they said it was really busy, and they were on the bus, and the bus driver said you shouldn't spend more than $37. I don't know where he got that number. I think he was joking. For lunch. And they wanted to go someplace that was a little less touristy, a little sort of off the beaten path, and they ended up finding this place just off Front Street. It's kind of in an alley, and it was called The Window, very conveniently called The Window. And the fellow who took their order gave them their change and then started grilling the greatest Hawaiian-style lunch plate that they ever had. It was pulled pork sandwich, Hawaiian-style, with crushed pineapple. They had sauce and coleslaw on it and chicken in a rice bowl. Had a chicken rice bowl. All for $6. So for $12, they had a huge lunch there. And so big shout out for giving us this great little tip off, a little off the beaten path, because it does get busy down in Lahaina Town. That's an old whaler's village. A lot of people love to go there. And it's a great place to hang out. It's really artsy fartsy. It's like a little hippie town. And they had a great time. And then a really funny story about how they went to do stargazing on the ship. You know, because on the ship, they do all these constantly activities every 5 seconds. So at about 8:15, Greg went up to participate in the class. He met up there, and apparently it was a new activity. So the people that were doing it on board didn't know what they were doing. But this guy was a stargazer, and he got onto his iPad, and he started pointing out to all the people in the class all the wonderful stars that they were seeing, and everybody was happy. He used his iPad and a stargazer, one of those stargazer apps that you could just point it up to the sky and see all of the stars. They had so much fun, and he had so much fun, and they were so appreciative. The ambassadors on the ship, they call them ambassadors, who are the people that kind of help you on the ship and do the tours. They just loved it, and they gave him a big kiss, and they said mahalo many, many times. So I just love these guys, and thank you so much, Cher, for sharing with us and helping us to learn more about your trip. And if you want to check out their blog, and of course, Abby, thank you, big mahalos to Abby for letting us know about these folks and helping them plan their vacation. It is a great way to see Hawaii. If you want to see a lot of the islands, get on that cruise ship and do a couple of days of land, and you've got everything covered. And what's so great about the ship is there's so much included. You know, you get your meals and all of the activities included in there. So great. Another shout out to Anthony Quintano. Anthony Quintano found me on Twitter, of all places. So if you think Twitter isn't going to help you with your vacation, think again. It's a great way to meet locals and find people who know what's going on. This guy found me out there, and of course, we're going to give him all the hookups. Now, here's the interesting thing about Anthony's trip. He originally was going on Expedia and Travelocity and all of the OTA sites, and had a certain budget that he was in and had narrowed down his choices to two properties, the Aqua Palms and also the Aqua Wave, which are two budget properties. They're okay properties. I have nothing against them. I love Aqua. I love the Wave. But, you know, for the same amount of money, I was able to get him at the Aqua Ilokai, which I think is just, well, it was a little bit more. It was like $60 more total for him to stay at the Ilokai. And so we got him at the Ilokai. He was so appreciative because he wouldn't have even thought of that hotel. The Ilokai is on the quieter side of Waikiki. It's also next to my favorite hotel, right? The Edition. Because I love to tell people to go there. You stay at the Ilokai and then you hang out at the Edition. You know, every Friday you got the fireworks. You know, it's just beautiful there. It's a great place to hang out. So we put him at the Ilokai. And the other thing about the Ilokai to remember, it's priced exactly right, and the rooms are the largest rooms in Waikiki, over 500 square feet. Imagine that. Most hotels are in the 300 to 400 range. 500 square feet, huge rooms. So he got that. We bundled it in with him, and he has a great package. He works over at NBC, and he's the community producer over there. So we want to thank Anthony. Big shout out to you. And you'll be here in March. He's going to be here from March 14th to 22nd. And the whole package, it was a one-week package. It was $21.59 for that package. Round-trip airfare from, I believe it was San Francisco. So a great deal. Advanced package. And there we go. By knowing somebody, by having the contacts here, by reaching out to somebody here in Hawaii, we're able to massage his package a little. He's going to like it a lot better there. You know, I love the Wave, but you got to be prepared for the Wave. The Wave is a great property, but it's noisy there. You know, I wouldn't put just, you know, elderly folks in there. Not like this guy's elderly, but I don't know, it's just really noisy there. And I think for the money, this is a better deal. I hope nobody from Aqua's watching me right now. Anyway, big aloha to you guys. Welcome in. For those of you who are just joining us, it's so beautiful here, the Hawaii Vacation Connection. Check a look at that crater cam today. Is that picture perfect weather? And it's kind of, I want to say on the cool side. In fact, last night I heard one of the weathermen say that it was going to be cool tonight, and it was going to be like 69. 69 degrees is cold in Hawaii. But today we got really nice, beautiful, cool breezes. You're just going to love it if you're going to be coming to the islands in the next couple of days. Okay, now we've got another one, and I want to thank, as you know, that on our last podcast, I was a little bit of a Debbie Downer, wasn't I? Talking about some of those comments that I have on iTunes, because, you know, some people being super hypocritical of our podcast and criticizing us because we do it and making fun of Yelling's broken English and stuff. I took it a little because I hadn't seen those comments, but you know what? You guys have really responded. I thank so many of you for sending me emails and encouraging me and giving me the, you know, letting me know that, you know, that's those people are really being hypercritical about our site now. So we got this one. This came in from, oh, geez. Darn it, I don't have this guy's name. Anyway, he goes, I stumbled on your Hawaii Vacation podcast a few months ago, and I'm very glad that I did. A vacation in Hawaii has been on my bucket list for a long time, but I really never gave it much thought. After listening to your podcast, where's the end of the letter? You've really whetted my appetite for a trip to Hawaii. The podcast has a good mix of info, opinions, insights, as well as some promotion for your agency. And I want to tell you that I have absolutely no problem with the fact that you're promoting your travel agency. You're totally upfront about it. And after all, it's not like we're paying for this podcast, which is good. I mean, like, don't listen to it, right? Before this email goes too long, I did have a question for your consideration. I'm thinking about having a family trip, and one issue that I face is that I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son. My daughter is that age, well, maybe it's not so cool to hang out with their parents, and my son hasn't reached that stage, and I was wondering what type of activities can you think of that is going to appeal to my kids? And let's see. One of the things that I was thinking of is zip lines. Are there any zip lines on Oahu? It is actually a great question. And that's why I really like, for this kind of age group, actually Oahu. Because the 16-year-old, or, you know, 16-year-olds today think they're 21-year-olds, right? I mean, let's face it. They think they know everything. And especially the girls, I think they mature a little bit more than the guys. So there's going to be a lot of people in Waikiki. They're going to be, if you stay in like a hotel on the beach and she's allowed to like explore herself, she can meet other kids her own age in that age range. And there's a lot of peer stuff going on there. And she's going to feel very comfortable. Because the thing about Oahu especially is I think it's a really great multi-generational destination. I see people, you know, like, you know, 40-something-year-olds who bring their parents, and then they bring the grandkids, too. So you have the grandkids, the parents, and then the grandparents. And there's just, like, so many things for everybody to do here. You know, there's just so many things. Some of the things that I think would be great is, why not do surfing lessons? And you know what I would do is, with the 16-year-old, I would take her on Girls Who Surf. These are just girls who teach girls how to surf. So, you know, at that age, it could be a little bit awkward. They're going to be young girls also teaching young girls. And I tell you, I'm sure her brother won't mind going along. The 12-year-old, I think And if he's uncomfortable with it, he can get a session with the guys. But I think surfing would be just a fun thing for you to do. Now, another thing I found out recently is, did you know that we have zip lining on Oahu? Nobody knows that, right? Yes. In April, or I think it was June of this year, the Putt-Putt Golf Course up in Kaneohe. You know that one in Kaneohe? It's called the Putt-Putt Kaneohe Golf Course. It's the Bay Putt-Putt. They now have zip lines up there. How about that? So we now actually do have zip lines on Oahu, and I have to go check that out. We all got to get together and go do that one, but now we actually have it on Oahu because people just think we don't, and they do, so you can go do that. Another great thing that you're going to love, and you see, Oahu, there's the Bishop Museum that always has some great indoor activities. I would take them to the Bishop Museum. We can check and see what is happening for kids there. And depending on when you're coming, there might be a good festival. But I just think you should definitely come to Oahu for your first shot out here. And there's just lots of things to do. And you're not going to have a problem. What about Dolphin Quest? Do dolphins? You know, they both could go swimming with the dolphins. That's another thing, that fun thing they can do. And the shark encounter, we're getting some feedback here from Layla. The shark encounter is good. But you really have to have the stomach for the shark encounter up on the North Shore, especially in the winter. I wouldn't recommend it. Everybody I know gets sick to their stomach on that thing and throws up, even if you have a strong stomach. So you just got to be ready to be barfing a little bit, maybe. No, I'm not saying don't do it. No, yeah, whatevers. But anyway, it is a fun thing to do also, but hopefully that helps you out. And then I've got one more question. This came in from actually a customer who is here on the ground. And he called us up today. He said he's down at the hotel and he's looking at these concierge, and he doesn't feel like they're really concierge services. He feels like they're like just trying to push them into the tours that they want them to do. And you know what? That's a pretty good observation. And I just wanted to touch a little bit on that. And that the hotels generally now in Waikiki do not have real concierge services. There's only a few hotels, and they're the upper, like the Halekulani is one that has a real concierge, and a few of the others. A real concierge is not going to be just selling you the tours that they can sell you to make a little extra money. Most of the hotels now, unfortunately, have that kind of setup. They're either run by Expedia or one of the local tour companies. They basically rent space in the hotel, and you're not going to get real concierge services there. If you want real concierge services, call us up. Call us your agent. We're going to give you the good advice, and we're going to put you in to the tours that we think are you're going to have the best experience. And sometimes we'll just help you out on how to do it for free. You know, I see these bloggers on the internet and these people doing videos. They think they've reached some sort of epiphany. They think they've reached some sort of, the light bulb has gone off in their head because there's so many free things to do in Hawaii. Well, hey, we've been saying that for years. There's nothing new about the fact that Hawaii has free stuff to do. And we're happy, including Pearl Harbor, which is the number one destination. That's free, folks. You know, we could tell you how to do it for free. In fact, that's what happened with Mr. Giles. He wanted to know what he could do. He wanted to get some advice. So he mentioned Pearl Harbor, mentioned that he was considering one of the tours. And what we ended up doing was giving him some information on how to get on the bus and go over and see Pearl Harbor. That's what he wanted to do. And then they're going to take the bus over to Bishop Museum. And that's going to be their day today. And then tomorrow, we actually are putting him on our tour, which is our North Shore VIP tour, which is because we know that's the best tour in Hawaii right now for us, because we own the bus, and Hilton, our own driver, drives people around, and he's just a great guy. So, and it's money back guarantee. If people don't like that tour, I'll give them their money back. You know, it's so great. That's how much we love our VIP North Shore tour. So if you're interested in that, let us know. It's a semi-private tour. And it's only $79 a person. Normally, a tour like that would be around $199 because it's so private and it's very intimate. You get to go with a local guy who really loves Hawaii, and it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, if you want to stop someplace, he stops someplace. If you want to go to someplace different, he goes someplace different. So it's actually a lot of fun. So hopefully that helped out Al Giles. So, wow, a lot of good questions. And remember, please get me your questions. Every Friday we do this. So email them to me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. We're going to wrap it up for this edition of the show. Remember that we do this every Tuesday and Friday live around the 1 o'clock hour. And then you can catch the replays on our podcast page, y-aloha.com podcast. And don't forget, every day there's a new blog with more information sharing about Hawaii. And hopefully you'll check that out as well. It's hawaii-aloha.com/blog. blog. Let's take one more look at the beautiful crater cam. It is just beautiful in Hawaii. I want to thank you very much for joining us. That's going to wrap it up. This is what you can expect if you come to our beautiful islands. So for my beautiful wife, Yaleng, all of us here at Hawaii-Aloha.com, we're going to say mahalo and aloha.